Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
Barely here.
Barely. And who? And almost didn't join us today, your co-host, Hunter.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, all this crazy weather going across the country right now. It just hit where I worked, like the rain, like, the floodgates opened, and we lost power for about 3 hours, 4 hours, so.
It was beautiful.
But, no, we're good. We're good now. Good to go.
It was beautiful in L.A. today. I just want to say.
Yeah. Well, we're getting all the water, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'd like to. We would very much like to. If you would give us an opportunity, we would definitely take you up on that, I think. Joining us from Toronto, Canada, our guest this week is Ryan Luck, co-founder and technical director of Oh Snap. And I have to say it like that because there's an exclamation point. Oh, snap, games. Hello, Ryan.
How you doing? And I actually just saw my business partner also join us.
Oh, did he?
Just popped up on Skype, yep.
Did he?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, man?
I'm Franklin. I'm the creative director.
Oh, and also, I'm guessing, co-founder, I think you just said, right?
Yeah.
Well, hello, guys. So, guys, folks, today we are here to talk about a multiplayer, spacey, role-play-y, shootery thing called Quasar. Now, I have to admit, I'm sorry, I had not heard of this game before you emailed me. In a way, that's kind of a good thing because there are all these games coming out that it's hard for me to keep track. But let's start at the beginning. When did you start working on this game? How long have you guys been working on it? That kind of thing.
So this iteration of it, just over a year. It actually started as a 2D game based in Flash, almost 3 years ago, I think at this point. Franklin can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure 3 years, 2.5 years ago, something like that.
That's correct.
Yeah. So a while.
Yeah, go on.
Right.
Oh, is that it?
It was
actually developed for an online competition for Player.io. I don't know if you're familiar with that service.
Not.
It's a service that was recently purchased by Yahoo, Ryan? Is that right?
Yeah. Within the last year or two or something like that. Yeah, so that's where it got started. And, I don't know, about a year ago we decided to revisit it, but with Unreal, because Unreal came out, and it's a fantastic piece of technology.
Oh, you guys are using the Unreal Engine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be, it's either Unreal or Unity these days. Those seem to be one, it seems to be one or the other anymore. Like, are there other engines that people could use?
There are, but they just aren't as complete, at least in my opinion. I'm sure other people have very strong opinions one way or the other. I've got a very strong opinion of Unreal, say, versus Unity.
Right. Right. I know a lot of the devs we talk to use Unity.
Yeah.
And they have their own caveats about it. Like, one thing we keep running into with Unity is that it's hard to mod. So when people make a game, modding is difficult.
Yeah.
Apparently. But Unreal, well, I mean, all the Unreal games have thrived on mods. I still play 2K4 every now and again. The mods for that game are just stupendous.
Well, and now that the engine's free, your tool set is free.
That's amazing.
For the modding, right? So, or for modding.
That is amazing that they made it free.
It completely is. We had been paying for it for about a year, and then it went free, and it was like a sigh of relief almost. We didn't have to worry about – it was one less thing to worry about on a monthly basis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, so what are – well, I got to ask now since you mentioned it. What are your beefs between Unreal versus Unity? I'm just I'm learning more about these engines as I go, so I'm just insanely curious.
For me, it's – the biggest, gripe is the programming language. Unreal is C++, whereas Unity is C#. C++ is just a lot more efficient, faster. Just source code access to the engine. You can get source code access to Unity, but you have to pay an unknown amount of money. So they don't put it on the website, which means you got to email someone, which probably means it's prohibitively expensive.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
From what I heard, it costs for students like $2,500 for a license.
Huh.
So we're looking at maybe $3,000, $35,000.
That's just for pro. For source level access, the number is unknown. I have never run into someone who's asked for it.
But what would you actually need the source for?
Like, if there's a bug. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, if you needed to create some kind of feature that didn't exist or optimize beyond or something, I guess.
Yeah, the second part is the big one. Optimize or fix a bug or something like that. Like, we've run into a few issues with Unreal that we've gone into the source and then fixed ourselves so we could keep working. But if we were with Unity, without the source code, we'd be at basically their timeline for fixing that issue. And if it's a bad enough issue, that could affect our game, right?
Yeah.
Our timeline.
So it puts it upon you to actually go in and fix their engine then? Does that stuff like backport to them and then that fix to everybody or what?
Exactly, yeah, because it's all through Git or GitHub. So you can actually commit those fixes, and once they approve them and put them into the main source, it eventually gets to everyone else. So, yeah.
So it's almost like they should let everybody do that. Because
yeah, I mean, it basically is that way at this point. It's fantastic. It's an open source engine.
Mm.
So you're getting all kinds of community involvement and changes, and it's fantastic.
No, but you were saying about to get the source code access. Are you talking about for Unreal then?
Oh, yeah, for Unreal.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I believe Unity needs to do it in order to stay competitive.
Right.
Well, Unreal also has a lot more years of support behind it as
sure
well.
Does.
I'm sure it's helpful for the community and for them.
And they got Cluffy B, who's a snappy dresser.
I can remember a PC gamer with like a photo of the first Unreal, like a model from the first Unreal on it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I was reading like a few months ago that when they first started making that game, it didn't even occur to them that other people would want to license the engine.
Huh.
And then people started asking them, and you know, now here we are today.
Well, yeah, because engine licensing didn't even become a thing until like Quake. All right, so
yeah.
And it wasn't super popular even with Quake, but like the Quake 2 engine, I think, was the one that really went for it. But yeah.
Yeah, I think like Half-Life was based on either the original Quake engine or the Quake 2 engine, like a heavily modified version of it.
I think Quake 2.
But there's one of my favorite developers, John Carmack. It's almost weird that he doesn't work for it anymore.
So this game, this Quasar game, hit the people that are listening or watching with like the elevator pitch of what this game is.
I am so glad you asked this, because in the car ride home, I was coming up with this, because one of the talks that I was in on this at the con was how to do this, and I honestly couldn't answer the question, so I've been thinking about it for like 24 hours at this point.
Awesome.
So here you go. So Quasar is a fast-paced and chaotic multiplayer bullet hell that mixes retro feel with modern look and supports up to 10 players per server.
There's your Steam description right there.
There you go.
That pretty hits all the notes, I think.
I'm probably missing a few things, but it's, you know.
I would probably say it has a spaceship in it.
It has a spaceship in it.
It has a few spaceships. There are three right now. Is that the final number, or will there be more added as development goes on?
There will be more.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not saying three is bad, but, you know, people like ships. People like buying ships and playing with ships. So let's start a game here.
It looks like there's one going, but they've made a small one. So I'm gonna increase the size and tell them to join that game. So I'm going to make one called
Space Game Junkie. Yeah, I made one, but I'm out of it.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to make a server called Space Game Junkie.
Okie dokie. Let's do this. Now, folks, I played a little bit of this earlier, so I'm a little bit experienced. So this is not my first rodeo, but it'll probably be the first rodeo for Jim and Hunter. So this will be interesting. And I apologize to folks listening to audio on the podcast, but if you're not watching this, you might miss a little something. So we'll try and keep it focused on talking while we shoot each other. But there will also be a lot of trash talk. Sorry. Yeah, there will also be a lot of that. So
there usually is when playing this game.
Yeah, you bastard. There'll be a lot of there'll be a lot of bastards. And I'm not sure what Okay, so is it ready?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there it
should
is.
Be a server up.
I see it. Let's go. Join. Ah. Let's do this.
So I got to ask, now that the other guy's here, the ship, the... Which one was it? The broadsword.
Broadsword, yeah.
Huh.
Strikingly looks like a Romulan warbird from the original Star Trek.
There may have been some influence from that. but initially it was supposed to look like a scarab beetle, actually.
Scarab beetle. Now I can see that. I'm just saying it does have a unique resemblance.
Oh, whoa. But,
Franklin, are you talking about broadsword or warbug?
Oh, did he say broadsword?
Yeah, he said broadsword.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was actually supposed to look like almost like a Romulan warbird. Almost.
Oh.
God, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm not.
My deductive reasoning skills are impeccable. They call me Sherlock Holmes. Just kidding. Anyway. This is pretty intense. Now, what is this beam I keep hitting with that like shuts me down?
Is that
the blue one?
I don't know. Like, I just like lose control for like a few seconds.
Oh yeah. So there is an EMP ability. The Scarab has an EMP ability.
Well, that's not nice.
The broadsword has a warp that actually deals damage if you place it in the right, like basically if you warp into someone, and. Right. The warbug has a tractor beam. So the warbug is the slowest ship, so that's why we've given it something like a tractor beam so that it can stop the ships from basically buzzing around it.
So what's going on when the whole screen turns red?
I was just about to ask that.
So that's you're out of the arena. Turn around.
Gotcha.
Go back in the opposite direction. It's definitely one of the places that needs some work.
Yeah, I got somehow teleported out or something.
Someone may have EMP'd you out of it. Because when you get EMP'd, you start floating. And you just basically lose control.
Okay. And these turrets are blue dots, evil, and you cannot kill them.
No, you cannot. We are going to make that a thing, because every time we've shown the game so far, that's the first thing that people try to do, is kill the turrets.
Oh, that's what I was doing. I was doing that.
Yeah. So
also, I find a bug. I find a bug. It doesn't seem to want to detect my... gamepad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What gamepad are you using?
360, just a Microsoft 360 pad.
Weird.
Yeah.
Press the fire button on your mouse.
Yeah, try that. And then try using the gamepad.
No, nothing.
That sucks.
Yeah. I don't know if
don't be a little bitch.
I don't know if I unplug it and then plug it back in if it'll work while I'm playing the game, but I don't want to fiddle with it.
Some people prefer the mouse and keyboard, to be honest. Like, there's a few devs who really prefer the mouse and keyboard compared to the controller. I personally prefer the controller.
Yeah.
This is fantastic, though. We haven't had a game this size in a while. And there's also Team Deathmatch. We can switch modes at some point.
Ooh, that'd be fun. So how many modes are planned for the game?
Right now, 4. So on top of the 2 that we've got in there... We obviously want to do a capture the flag just because
it's
given.
You got to do capture the flag.
And then if you've ever played, say, CS 1.6, there was a game mode in that called VIP.
Yes.
And for anyone who hasn't.
Heard of that.
So if you haven't played it, it's basically one player plays this other character that the defending team has to defend. So the counter-terrorists have to defend, the terrorists have to kill. So in our case, we're going to do like a capital ship or something like that, where one player controls the capital ship, and then the defending team defends the capital ship, attacking team has to kill it.
That's right.
And the team that kills it the fastest wins, basically.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that kind of stuff. I mean, this last month we've been showing the game every single week or weekend month. So we haven't really been able to do much work, which is kind of sucked, to be perfectly honest, but the feedback that we've gotten as a result has been fantastic. So
who's due to explode? Who is that?
He is a giant pain in the ass. That's who he is.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he can gang up on him?
Yeah, yeah.
We should gang up on him.
Yeah.
Is that you? Notice,
no, he's actually the other programmer on the team, and he is always like top of the leaderboards every single round. It's incredibly frustrating.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, if you see him, kill him.
I see he's also in Twitch, so hello.
So what's the advancement thing here? As far as, you know, it's like, okay, I buy the game and I come in and I play a couple of matches. Like, what sustains me to keep coming back?
So right now I've bumped you guys all up to rank 5. Obviously that's unlocked some stuff for you. But right now that is the thing. Unlocking more weapons, ships, stuff like that. And then on top of that, we do want to make the game incredibly competitive. So things like seasonal leaderboards. Oh.
I guess we all asserted there.
Yep, sure did.
Did it crash? Oh, no, sure it did. Crashed. Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Assertiveness is a good quality.
We can try a team deathmatch now. How about that?
Yeah, that's great. Let me just try and close the
game. Can you switch ships once you're committed into a match?
No, but that is something that we also want to change because it kind of sucks, I've found, not being able to switch ships once you're in. So I'll make another server called Space Game Junkie Team Deathmatch or something like that. Or TDM.
Hang on, I have to use Whatsy-Huey Task Manager to close the thing. Sorry, folks.
That doesn't want
to
close?
Not from the regular methods.
That sucks. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's a beta.
Not even.
Or alpha? Pre-alpha?
Oh, yeah. Pre-alpha.
Go away. I'm
it
beta.
Says up there. Yeah, it says up there. Pre-alpha.
Yeah.
How's that go? Go away, I'm beta. Oh, wait, no, it's not that.
No, it's not. All right, so.
Spaceships. It's what plants crave.
So I'm showing folks in the stream that ships have various slots, and you can put different weapons into different slots and different things that'll boost your ship, like acceleration engines. And agility engines that make your ship, I guess, more agile and faster. And there's a cloak. So there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and any of those slots, too, except for the ability, you can replace with armor. One of the issues we're actually finding that we're having right now is just balancing it is kind of a nightmare.
Right.
Because something like a Warbug, if we allow you to put, say, 6 of the top weapon on it, it becomes unbeatable.
Huh.
So we're going to introduce something like weight. At least that's the idea we're tossing around right now.
Right.
So every item has X amount of weight to a ship, and each ship has a weight limit to it, basically, as well as a starting weight. So hopefully that will fix some of our balancing issues that we do have.
I'm having a technical issue here. Please pardon me for a moment.
So I'm supposed to shoot the red guys. Okay.
Yeah, if you've got orange under you, shoot the pinks.
Shoot the pinks?
Yeah. The magenta. I just killed Josh because it looks like he may have timed out or something. Did you explode, I should say.
Weird.
Oh, Jim's on the other team. Kill him!
Yeah, I'm having an issue where I have a USB hub that I usually plug my controllers into, and I don't think it's your game now. I think it's my hub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So essentially, this is the game for people that wish that there was a multiplayer deathmatch version of Geometry Wars.
Sure, yeah.
We got a lot of that comparison, actually.
Yeah,
Geometry Wars.
I'm thinking that definitely something that you could do, Brian, is put a horde mode in.
a what mode?
Like a horde mode. You know how Gears of War, they just throw like endless waves of enemies at you. It would be essentially Geometry Wars, right? Where you're throwing different enemies in that would come from the perimeter, you know, or spawn around there. And then you just have like 4 players that have to survive. You know, so it's just like, how long can you hold out? Kind of deal.
Yeah, it's like a co-op mode or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, it works nice with the controller.
It's working now?
Yeah.
Come on. Seriously?
A crash.
Again?
Yeah.
Mine did.
Wow.
Well, at least they all are together. It's got to be it has to be a server-side thing, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. But let's do this. We've been playing nothing but like 4-player matches today, so we'll just make a 4-player match, and it'll just be, I don't know, like the three of you and myself or Franklin or something like
that.
Yeah,
two of you guys and whatever. I've kind of got a headache going, so blinky lights aren't helping me any. So
let's just do free-for-alls. We'll do a 4-player map, and I'll name the Space Game Junkie again.
Okay.
And hopefully one of the guys listening to the Twitch stream will relay that into Slack or something for us.
You guys use Slack? It's awesome.
Oh, it's a fantastic tool. Yeah, so there's a small server up. We haven't had any issues with that all weekend, so this should be good.
The 1-4.
Overload. Yeah.
That is my name. I picked that up in one of my last companies that I worked at, and it just kind of stuck.
Oh, I'm a warbug. Okay.
So
yeah, you may have not switched ships or something like that.
That's okay. I like my warbug.
So are you planning?
No.
Are you planning on having like persistent leaderboards and such, or like what's the reward to the players other than just, you know, hey, I unlocked more stuff? And also, how do you balance that? Like, I'm a new player and I haven't played the game before, but the game's been out for a couple months and everybody's got like all this crazy stuff. Like, how do I fit in with them?
Yeah, so seasonal leaderboards is a definite must, especially since we want to make it so competitive. Also, we're going to do something like a guild system that we're calling squadrons right now. So you can create a squadron, join a squadron, face off against other squadrons, and then there will be a leaderboard for squadrons and a leaderboard for solo players as well. As far as matchmaking goes, right now we're basing it on rank, but we might base it on something more skill-based if we can start coming up with some sort of metric to measure for skill. Obviously, anything matchmaking is going to be difficult to do at launch unless we have some sort of traction or existing community or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So we're obviously very, very concerned about it. And
what's that matchmaking thing that Microsoft used on the Xbox? I forget what it's called. It's a thing, I guess, that's open out there that you can do. A buddy of mine works for Two Toasters, and they make iPhone apps, and they play a lot of ping pong in the office. And they said they were actually using it to like rank who played, or not pinball. I'm sorry, table.
You're talking about the arcade
ping pong? Yeah, no. It's like. It's some
got
kind
an
of
algorithm
a,
or something.
Yeah, it's
right?
An algorithm, right, that they use for matchmaking multiplayer.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's like if you suck, then you get put with other people that suck. So
someone in Twitch chat wants to know if we can join the game. They can join the game. And sorry, I don't think it's a great idea right now because this game seems to crash with more than 3 or 4 players. So we're keeping it small.
Honestly, if you catch us or hit us up on Twitter, we'll more than be happy to invite you into a playtest at some point. So follow us on Twitter, DM us, stuff like that, and we'll get you into a playtest, no problem.
What is your Twitter handle? Why don't you put it in the chat room for folks?
That's a good idea. Although I'm not in the chat right now. I'm sure.
Okay. What is your Twitter handle?
O Snap Games without the exclamation mark.
Just O S N A P Games.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, because honestly,
putting two turrets right next to each other. What's that all about?
Well, actually, the arena is all procedurally generated, so that's the server's decision. That's some poor decision making, though, right there.
Screw Although, you, server.
It could be fun for, say, Brian with the tractor beam. He could, you know, fly you up there and just kind of hold you there.
Oh, really?
What a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now we have asteroids in the... right now we have asteroids so far. Are there any kind of space terrain, like nebulas or anything crazy like that?
Nebulas, definitely stuff like that. Or, like, maybe destroyed ships as well. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we want to add to give variety to the environment.
One other thing we want to do is add a quasar as well.
Yeah, add an actual quasar.
Oh, so gravity and... Hornathal in the chat asked how much this game is going to be.
So right now we're thinking $15 to $20, and that's one time. So we're not going to do pay to win, none of that kind of stuff.
Oh, good.
You're a nice person.
If we do microtransactions, it's going to be custom colors. So right now we're toying with the idea of letting you change colors on the ships and maybe giving you an existing palette and then selling, you know, further colors if you want to go crazy. But none of that pay to win garbage.
Custom colors, custom liveries, you know, logos, that sort of thing that will be
kind of what Elite is doing, sort of.
Yeah, like decals.
Die, Frank.
Nah.
Screw you, Brian.
That's what you get when you always come for me, man.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
I'm sorry, guys. Frank and I are pretty practiced at this point because we've been playing for 2 days straight, more or less.
Well, of course. I mean, it's just funny, you know? It's just funny. I mean, oh, God. Yeah.
We actually had a few people visit multiple times this weekend. One or two kids showed up, I think it was 7 times total across the 2 days to keep playing the game. It was fantastic.
And they got better over those 2 days.
Well, that's one of the things I was wondering is you've been locked in a room with this game for 2 days. Like, is it still fun?
Okay. Yeah. I love this game. Obviously I'm biased, but... this is the game that I want to play. I love sci-fi, and I think everyone on the team absolutely loves sci-fi, and that's why we wanted to make the game, but I also love PvP. I've wanted to desperately get into games like EVE.
Get out of here.
I love EVE. I love the concept of EVE, but I've never been able to get into it because any time that I've played through the tutorial, it just hasn't ended well for me.
They have a new tutorial, apparently, that's supposed to be better.
Well, maybe I'll give it another try. I mean, last time I played it, it just kind of dropped me off into the middle of space, and I just quit.
Go do this.
Yeah. It wasn't even go do this. It was, okay, done the tutorial, and no direction. There you go. Now fly, or do something. And I don't know, I just...
I see what you're doing, Hunter. I see what you're doing, you son of a bitch.
I'm like an interceptor.
Playing the
net.
Warbug, by the way.
Just net.
So annoying. You're like a little buzz thing. Where are you? I'm gonna get you.
I love EMPing, but I hate being EMP'd.
I know, like, it is terrible.
It is the worst.
I want to switch ships at some point. Can you like leave a game and then switch ships and come back?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to leave match. I want to try that other ship.
He's just tired of dying.
Broadsword or the Scarab?
Oh, yeah. The Scarab. Yes, the Scarab.
All right, I'm going to switch ships.
Oh.
I'm going to go play Broadsword. I can't remember what I've got on here.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Back off, back off! I will kill you!
Is that a warp feature?
Yeah, it was, and it deals damage if I get it close enough to you.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Wow, you really do look like a little Romulan bird of prey. From the
I
original.
Told you, man.
No, I kind of saw it when it was on the menu, but now I really see it. In fact, that's all I see.
Now that someone's pointed it out.
Yeah, and these things look like Cylon Raiders, and
they really do. It's not a bad thing, really.
That's one of my favorite sci-fi shows.
Good man.
It was one of mine for the first two seasons and 4 episodes, and then it just went in the shitter after that. But
okay, so you guys watch the Sci-Fi Channel, obviously, then, right?
Occasionally.
So I'm going to plug a TV show that I've been reading the book for a lot called The Expanse.
Oh, yeah. No, I've read almost all of those books.
Man.
I haven't read the latest one. So I'm one book behind, but.
So last year's, you mean?
Yeah. So I'm, yeah. Whatever the latest book is, I have not read that yet.
So they've got another that's about to come out.
Already? Oh my God. So I'm going to be, I can't be too behind. I have to.
It's actually co-written by two people.
Yeah, I know, but so, they use one pseudonym, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love how quickly the books are coming out. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the, one of the writers is, at least I read, was the assistant of George R. R. Martin's.
Ah.
So that's why it's written so similarly to, Game of Thrones.
See, here's the thing. I couldn't get into Game of Thrones. Like, I tried. I tried the books. I tried the audiobooks. I couldn't do it.
I'm going to have to leave the podcast. See you guys later.
But I love,
Brian does this to us. We don't know why.
But I do love The Expanse. I do love The Expanse.
I just hope they don't screw up the TV show.
I'm kind of expecting they do, as long as they don't screw up Miller, because that's the most important is Miller. I'm all about Miller, and I can never say her name, but the United Nations woman.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think she's really well cast.
Oh, yeah, no, her casting looks perfect, but I love that character as well. I'm just a huge fan of that character. But she wasn't in the first book at all, so I'm wondering where, like, they're going to slip her in, but I'm okay with that. You know, I'm like, yeah, more of her.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
if they let her curse as much as she does in the books. And I am fine with that. I was also just a little sad that we didn't get more of Bobby, because I really liked Bobby, but she was only there for that one book, which I kind of get. You know, she went back to Mars. Fine.
But yeah, I love those books. They're fantastic. Did you guys just crash? Oh, you didn't just crash. I thought you crashed, but did you EMP each other or something?
No, we were just sitting there shooting each other right.
Well, I didn't know who died, and so there's this giant explosion. I'm like, is it me or him?
And it was me, because I suck at this.
And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I'm still alive.
Well, that's one thing about the Scarab, is that its body is the most reflective. Because we're using Unreal, right? So it's physically based rendering, and so the Scarab's body is just so metallic and reflective. And when there's an explosion, the Scarab just makes the explosion way brighter.
Sorry.
I gotta say, this is, top-down games like this are probably my biggest. How there's a game type you love but you suck at it, you know, even though you love it. Yeah, this is probably it for me. I suck at top-down games like this. I mean, suck.
Oh.
Put me in a cockpit and I'm good.
No. Kill him! No!
Sorry. You're welcome. You're welcome. See, folks, if you're just listening on the audio part of the stream, we're pretty much just slaying each other. Well, they're slaying me.
Yes! You took that one. Damn it. I
stole it.
But this game is quite a bit of fun. You should... If you do get the opportunity as you listen to us on the audio, you should definitely try and watch the YouTube video or Twitch video of this, because this game is very fast paced. I could see this being fun for, like, if you want a quick session with some friends, or you want to play for, you know, a few hours and you want to do a marathon session. Now, you're going to have like marathon sessions where you can have tournaments and shit. Well, is that going to be a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, all of this stuff is so much up in the air because of where we are, right? There's so much that we want to do. And the people that have been playing it, they see the marking, like they see the pre-alpha, and they're like, there's no way that this is pre-alpha because it looks pretty polished and it plays pretty well.
It really does.
But yeah, there's so much that we want to add to it that just isn't apparent. Stuff like that. And in all honesty, we're still unsure about adding things like, say, a land plan and stuff like that, because we've been so focused on just the online portion, because that's what we want to be doing. But we recognize that land play is something that especially PC gamers are going to want in the game.
Hell yeah.
That's right. What does the cloak do, by the way?
It makes you invisible, Brian.
But
unless you're smoking or on fire.
I think I picked the wrong power-up.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put a blanket over your head and smoke a cigarette and not be noticed.
Hey guys, I'm not here. I'm not here. Don't look this way.
If you have a power up too, the cloak is useless because we can see the power up.
Oh, jeez.
So you have to use it wisely. I mean, the cloak is kind of just I don't want to say the shittiest, but it really is the shittiest ability.
Oh, that's okay. I'm going to get back to my Warbug. I think I enjoyed the Warbug a little bit more.
It's the Tractor Beam. Everyone loves the Tractor
Beam. I do love the Tractor Beam. I am such a fan of the Tractor Beam, especially when I get Hunter in it and just hold him there. I do love that because I love holding Hunter.
It's like a hug.
It really is. It's like a lethal hug. It really is. Just a lethal little hug.
No,
it's like a Venus flytrap. Come here. Gotcha.
You should actually have an achievement called, Master Farmer. If you use the space tractor, if you use the tractor beam a lot, then you get, Master
Ryan
Farmer.
Got me with his beam. But no, a few of the devs love the Tractor Beam, and one of them in particular, the guy that's basically responsible for all the models that you're seeing in the game right now, he wants the Tractor Beam to be able to pick up the power-ups and stuff like that. I keep telling him no.
That's a little imbalanced.
He's biased. Heavily biased.
That was funny. I had two of you in a Tractor Beam for a second. That was funny.
Well,
I do love the Tractor Beam.
You guys are Canadian.
I forgot that I could warp out of it.
You guys are Canadian, right? Yep. So space hockey. Yep. If the Tractor Beam could actually hold a puck out in front of you, and then
God
other people
it,
could try to Tractor Beam it off of you, and, stuff.
Oh, whoa. How did that not EMP you?
So... It depends. You got to get pretty close for the EMP.
Bunch of bitches, both of you. I'm running. See you later.
So hold on. Are there hockey fans playing right now?
I don't know. I'm not a sports person. My own self.
Because being Canadian, I'm a pretty big hockey fan.
Yeah.
The only sport I like.
No, one of my best friends, the one I said is from Vancouver, he's huge into hockey. Hockey.
Jim, I'm unfortunately a Leafs fan.
Oh, he would probably have some words for you. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, that beam is it's doing something funky to my screen sometimes. I don't know if anyone else is experiencing that.
What's
it
that?
Might just be me. It just goes completely yellow.
Really?
Yeah. I'm finding some fun stuff. This is fantastic. But the beam was, I think, the last weapon we added just because we wanted to see what it would be like. And, yeah, we call it glowing chopsticks right now. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does, which I love. I kind of love that. I am a fan. I am a fan. Okay, come back here, guys. Oh, hey. God damn it with the EMP. God damn it with the EMP. So sick of the frickin' EMP.
So I might have missed it. When do you think that you guys will be on Steam? When is it going to go for sale? Do you know?
Well, we're shooting for Q4 2015. So probably fall/winter. But, it's game development. Unfortunately, it's not predictable.
Yeah, the green light stuff never is.
Well, not just green light, but... we're planning to do a Kickstarter at some point, but we're basically waiting until we have a community to do a Kickstarter. I'm going to be honest. Because in my opinion, there's no point in doing a Kickstarter unless you know you're going to be successful.
That's fair.
So until we've got that existing community, there's no point even planning it. And then depending on the Kickstarter, oh man, there it goes again. Depending on the Kickstarter and how that goes, we could add more to the game if we hit, say, some stretch goals and stuff like that. Things like local split screen, which I think isn't really a big thing for PC gamers, but who knows with Steam OS and Steambox and stuff like that, right?
I would actually prefer local split screen because I'm trying to get my girlfriend to play more stuff with me.
There you go.
That's I bought a PS2 just for that sort of thing. And being able to do that with my computer, which is what I have pretty much all my games on, would be very beneficial. Whoa, hey!
This is what everyone should have all their games on.
Well, oh, absolutely. I mean, ain't no bones about that.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, I could actually see myself playing something like this on my NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah. We've actually even said the Vita. If Unreal 4 could easily go to the Vita, we'd be all over it.
Can it easily go to the Vita?
It can't. So we'd have to heavily modify the engine to do it. And if we maybe got some stretch goals on Kickstarter and could fund that development, we'd be for that. Because a game like this with its Twitch and, you know, twin stick controls, perfect for the Vita. It's absolutely perfect for the Vita.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
I see it's just the three of us now. Did Hunter drop out?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out what happened to Jim.
Oh, he decided to stop playing because he had a headache or something like that.
I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm completely worthless at that kind of game, too.
Oh, man, I was going to jump out and let you jump back in.
Nah, that's cool, because I only exist to be killed in that.
Yeah.
Dude, I am just as bad. Like, I am getting
I have, like, a disorientation thing where I can't even tell which direction I'm shooting because which guy on the screen is me. So, yeah, it's...
So have you guys managed to pick up power ups and stuff like that?
Yeah. A couple here and there before you guys get them.
Yeah, you guys are a little OP for my taste.
Sorry, we should maybe be taking it easy on you.
It's not.
No, this is good. This is good.
No, do not take it easy on us, please.
I'm actually kind of enjoying myself because I'm actually dominating, which I normally don't, you know, because of Orlov and due to explode.
Yeah. Well, the Joshes. We've got two Joshes that work with us. They're just terrible. They're terrible, terrible people.
God damn it, Hunter.
Go away, Brian. I don't want none of your tractor beam.
Your fucking EMP. Fucking hate your EMP. Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Whatever. Every time I get near you, EMP! EMP!
Yeah, because I don't want your hugs. Your hugs are not welcome, sir.
You're EM pissing me off, sir. That's what you are doing.
I'm getting unwanted physical contact from you with your hugs.
Oh, you like it.
Maybe.
Where are you? Oh, there's someone showing me.
It's like, show us on the doll where the spaceship touched you.
That's horrible. No!
Yes. Warp kills are so much fun.
War kills?
Warp. Yeah.
What is that? Like, what is that? Remind me, what is that again?
So if you're the broadsword, your ability is warp, or one of the abilities that you can have is warp. And if you place it just right, you can actually kill ships.
Oh. Yep. I'm gonna get you, Hunter. I'm gonna get you.
When the game is all said and done, what we want is the broadsword to be like a fast sniper-esque, or like the light class ships to be a fast sniper-esque kind of ship. So it deals heavy damage, gets in and out pretty quick, but can't take, you know, sustained damage.
Right.
Which is kind of already the case, but...
Damn you, EMPs.
Like I said, Warbug is OP. The Warbug is way OP. And there's going to be people... Or devs in the chat that are probably disagreeing with me right now. If they're still in there.
You got me, Hunter. I hope you feel better.
I do. I feel fantastic. I live just to kill Brian.
Oh, look at me. 5 kills.
Yeah, see that, Jim? I am 1-6. That is...
I didn't even catch what the score was.
That is awful.
Oh, I love how they put us all right together.
No, I guess if I'm gonna have to take it.
So, do you
There's
guys
a battle watch... of like who could get it off first?
Ooh,
that's what she said. I don't know.
Do you guys watch many esports?
Not really.
No.
Occasionally.
So here's a question for you: would you watch an esport like this?
Of spaceships, yes, I would.
Okay, Hunter said no though.
Not this kind of stuff.
Okay,
but I do like this kind of gameplay. I just don't know if I'd watch an esport of this though.
Because that's actually one of our goals.
Ooh, that'd be good.
We want.
I mean, I think it's cool if you guys want to do it. That's not my.
Well, I think
like I've watched.
I think if it's going to be an esport though, you need some sort of not just a score based. You know, like deathmatch kind of thing, because that's where like League of Legends and Dota have gotten on pretty well, right? Because there's a progression across the map kind of thing.
Yep.
And then there's like a strategy deal of like who's in what position and what they're doing kind of deal, rather than just like here's an arena and a bunch of guys moving around. So I'm definitely not saying, you know, like make this a MOBA because God knows we need another
MOBA. Please don't. Right?
But definitely the team-based modes is basically where we see potential for an esport.
Yeah, well, I could.
So like capture the flag and the attack, defend and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could definitely see if there were some obstacles out there or some sort of restriction in movement, right? Like have a large map, but have it divided into areas, and then something like that, right? It would almost be like if you had the ability to steal things away and take them. It's almost like one team could defend, and the other team could try to steal their flags.
So like control points and stuff like
that. Yeah, but I'm just thinking like, okay, give me four flags in the center of the map, and then you guys have to take them to the four corners.
Okay.
Right. Something like that.
How are you not dead?
Because it's like, you know, there CTF just straight up CTF. You know, I touch your flag to my flag has been done to death. But some kind of an alternate mode there.
Oh.
No, I definitely hear you. In fact, one of the things that we've been playing with, and unfortunately, a few of us are ex-WoW players. I say unfortunately because it is unfortunate, but
nobody is an ex-WoW. Nobody is an ex-WoW player. There's just people that have taken a break.
I have not touched it in years.
I know, right? But it's like crack. Like nobody ever gets over their crack addiction. They just haven't had it in a while. So.
But something we've been toying with is an idea of like Eye of the Storm, because Eye of the Storm is a weird capture the flag-esque mode, right? Like you don't have to capture the flag in that game, but the idea of control points and having to keep control of, say, an area in the map in order to capture the one flag in the map or something like that. Obviously, big issue with that is the number of players in the game, right? Something like that and the size of the map that we'd have to have for a game mode like that, with 10 players, 5v5, it's probably not enough. Like, it's not enough players. And unfortunately, with the way that the game works and the feel of the game, 10 players is where we're basically pushing the server right now. Although, with that said, I think we had 8 earlier, and it was feeling pretty good, so maybe I should stop talking, and we need to test it again.
I was enjoying 8, but you have to make it not crash when you have 8.
Yeah. That's basically one of the first things we're going to do when we're done here is find out what the heck happened there.
Yeah. But yeah, the four-person mode seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
Damn, I keep missing power-ups. I keep forgetting they're there.
Somebody's got that gun power-up, though.
Ooh. Yeah, the rate of fire. Frank, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also seeing the yellow.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, with the beams.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
I'm not seeing that at all.
As long as it's not on the stream, I don't really care.
No, they right look now. Like they look like normal beamy things.
Good. We'll just shut up about it.
Wait, what's this?
Nothing.
Oh. Apparently, the beams look funny on their systems.
Just occasionally, not all the time. It's just it makes the entire screen go yellow. For some reason.
Weird.
Did I get like all of you in that hit?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I floated off, but you made me float into a power up, so thank you.
Oh, you're not welcome.
A rate of fire one too, so.
Again, you're not welcome.
Oh man, come on guys. Got a 7 kill streak here going.
Oh.
I'm trying to kill you.
I can't help it if I'm terrible.
You don't really want to hurt me.
Do you
want to
try a 2v2? Do you want to try a 2v2?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Okay. Maybe, hopefully that'll go nice.
I call Ryan's team.
Unfortunately, it's random.
Oh, no.
Every round, too.
I get stuck with Brian. I quit.
Oh, stop.
I'm making a TDM right now.
Who's playing in the other game, I wonder?
That's just the other one. Or that was just the one that we were just in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many, like, games do you guys think you can get going at once, once this hits the ground running?
Well, hopefully we've built our back end smart enough that it'll just kind of scale with it. And I say that crossing my fingers. Because obviously it's an online game. We're probably going to run into issues. It's not going to be fun. I accidentally selected a war bug, so this will be interesting. Yeah. Feel the tractor beam, Brian.
Oh, God. That sucked. Yeah, no.
Oh, good. I'm against Brian.
Yay. Yes, you are.
Oh, my game crashed.
Did it?
Yep.
Oh, well, jump back in, man.
I'm working on it.
Yes.
So we're beating him. We're beating him.
Yeah, you are.
I can't see a score thing. Like
press what? Tab.
Oh.
Yeah, or select, or whatever select is on the...
Oh, yeah, 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 button. Okay, that's yeah. Cool. That's cool. Oh.
Oh, it's already full.
How is it full? There's no way.
Oh, you gotta wait for yourself to drop.
Oh, no.
That's okay, we're just gonna lose this round. Or maybe not. I might make a comeback here. Come here. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we can beat him. We can beat him.
No, I'm EMP'd. You should be good to join now.
It's like on a loading thing. Like it says, please wait, I can't.
There we go.
Ooh, what's that?
That's a increased damage. Oh, damn it. You both have one now. No, 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 no. Nope, 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 nope.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this. I kind of like how the teams are random, too. This could totally We could totally make, once this comes out, we could totally make this like a Space Game Junkie tournament event thing with this game. I can totally see that working.
I love it.
Like have leaderboards and monthly. What the hell is that?
This? Right here?
No, I'm hearing a weird like noise.
Oh. You guys destroyed me. Oh, that, yeah, the cat, like you heard it every second?
Yeah, I was like, wow, wow. Wow, wow. I don't know if that was just me.
That was the end around.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that's. I thought my computer was yelling at me for some reason.
Do we still have everyone?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I see.
How are you two on a team? Not even fair.
It's random. We have no control over it. I swear.
I kind of like that. It's random.
Here, get out of here with your tractor beam.
I love my tractor beam.
Ugh.
Yes.
Damn it.
Warbug duel. What? Dueling tractor beams. Let's go. Let's go. I'm waiting for you. Here we go.
Duel of the tractor beams?
Yeah. See who can swing each other around more.
I'm thinking Duel of the Fates from Phantom Menace.
Damn it. Yes.
Oh. That was funny. Damn it, EMP. Oh, all right.
Oh,
all right.
Early.
Can't see anything.
Come! Yay!
Good job.
Kill him.
Tractor beam, bitches.
Oh, no. Die.
Damn it. So guys, just listening to the audio, we're doing a team deathmatch right now, and it's Hunter and I against Ryan and Franklin. Yeah, they're kicking our ass, as one would expect.
You guys are doing really well.
Here's the thing.
We're having really well for what?
We're having a great time. We're having a great
It's 8-2 doing really well.
Well, you're doing well against us.
Hornathaw in the chat says I should go around. I'm like, and I'm thinking this ship is not that agile, you guys.
The Warbug is so slow; it's driving me crazy. I don't normally play as it because of how slow it is.
It is.
With that
slow.
Said, you can put engines on it to make it faster.
I think I did, and it's still pretty slow.
Okay. What you might want to do, I think I'm pretty sure a due to explode fills his with agility and max speed. I think that's basically what he does. And it makes his Warbug pretty fast. And that's why it's so frustrating to play against. I don't know if he's still in the channel.
Damn.
Sorry.
I don't remember what I put on this thing.
And now I've got Rate of Fire. Eat it.
Damn!
Wow, these guys can actually hit from really far away.
Which? The guns in general?
15-2, ladies and gentlemen. They said we were doing good.
We each got one kill, Hunter and I, versus 9-6.
There you go, it's split up now.
How can you tell?
Let's see, what are the teams now? So it's Hunter and I. Let's go. We'll win this one.
Not with Hunter on your team.
Yeah, sorry.
We've got one kill. Now let's kill Brian.
God damn with the EMPs.
Get him.
Your hugs are not welcome here.
But they're friendly hugs. They're friendly hugs. I love hugging. I'm a big hugger.
Come here.
Yeah, but so was Lazo.
Yes. See, we're winning.
Don't shoot at me. Shoot at Brian.
So one of the things we're actually thinking about adding to the game in the like very near future is like the tractor beam would heal your teammates.
Oh, nice.
Instead of moving them around.
All right, you're winning this entirely for our team, by the way. I just want you to know I'm doing shit.
Virtual high five. You know what? If you look, you've got 5 assists. That's what the number in brackets is, the assists. So you got 5 assists. You've been helping.
What the hell just happened? All right, let's see if I do better with a mouse and keyboard. I like how I can just switch back and forth between either of those on the fly.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is nice. Because now I can see if I do any better with one or the other. Tractor beam! Tractor beam, bitches!
Glowing chopsticks. Tractor beam and glowing chopsticks.
That's right! Ah.
So are there other TV shows that you guys like to watch?
I just finished Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Okay.
Today, actually. And that was amazing. All 6 seasons of it were incredible.
The last 2 seasons were the best, except for the very last episode. The very last episode annoyed me.
It was a little strange. It was kind of a weird way to end the show.
Yeah, it really was. But up until that point, excellent stuff.
Oh, God, yes.
I am so far behind on that show.
Go ahead, Hunter.
I was going to say, seasons like 4, 5, and 6 were some of the best Star Wars storytelling I've seen.
Oh, so much good shit in there.
I just couldn't get over the little Weeblehead people.
The animation does get better as the show goes on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like I said, the seasons, like especially 5 and 6, they were just really good.
Oh, my God.
I did not like the fact that they brought Darth Maul back, though. I thought that was kind of campy.
Yeah, so I like the new Rebels show. That's cool.
Hold on. Wait a second. Are you serious? They brought back Darth Maul?
Damn.
Yeah. How does that even make sense?
I told you this.
Yeah, but
so we've had a conversation about this?
But it's like he's
a
midget.
We had a conversation about this.
There, Now he's mini mall.
Now he's a mini mall.
So how? So can you guys explain this to me without the use of visuals?
Yes. So essentially, what happened was he didn't die when he got cut in half. Some guy like found him and like gave him mechanical legs, but he like was going crazy in some dump pile somewhere, and someone found him and like some witch found him or something like that, and like healed him up and made him all like crazy, and they gave him better mechanical legs, and he like goes on a vendetta against Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it was stupid.
that's really weird.
It kind of went to a neat place though, I thought.
Well, like, some of the things that erupted from it were cool, but, like, the thing, like, the direct thing in general was weird. I wish they would have done more with the Mandalorians, because they had some pretty cool stuff going on with that.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, there was a lot of good shit in there.
Hey, wait a second. Where'd my teammate go?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Brian.
Oh, I'm, hang on. I'm getting a new ship. One second.
It's okay. I'm still winning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So gay.
Damn. Okay.
What a dick.
Damn. What? How are you still alive?
That's what I want to know.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Oh, what?
Oh, look. Rate of fire power up. Thank you.
Oh.
So I'm trying.
Another. Now we're seeing how OP the Warbug is.
All right, I'll be back.
Are you gonna go switch to the Warbug?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ! What is going on?
Oh, nice! You switched to the broadsword.
You were talking about shows. I'm kind of in hiatus because the only show that I'm watching right now is Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't
tell me what happened this week because I didn't get to watch it because I was out of town.
No, that's cool. I won't. But I've started getting into another show, which is not sci-fi, and I've been watching Hawaii Five-0 on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I gotta come back. Sorry to interrupt. I gotta come back. For some reason, we're getting a black screen on Twitch, so I'm gonna restart the game. One second. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Thanks for letting me know. You guys keep playing. That is really weird. I don't know if that's ever happened, like in the middle of a thingy. There it goes. Okay.
Okay, Brian. I got this. I got this.
Unfortunately.
No. No.
Get him.
Kill him, Turtz. Kill him, Turtz.
I'm just going to fly away. See you guys later. Get out of here. Damn it.
Thank you. You got him.
There we go. All right.
Seek and destroy.
All right. We look okay, I think.
How did I get 3 and you got nothing?
I joined late.
Where were you?
I switched to Warbug.
He switched ships, yeah. He switched ships. So what's the team now? Oh, it's Frank and I again. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Now, how's this warp thing work again?
So it'll warp in the direction that you are facing in.
Yeah.
And if you place it right, and it's AOE, right? So you don't have to hit them directly. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
Or I did sneeze. I've got allergies and I haven't been taking my allergy medicine for the few last days. Anyways, warp. It's AOE. So if you just get close to them, you deal damage. Closer it is, the higher the damage will be.
Both of you guys in the exact same thing.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go switch ships again.
No, I'm not complaining, I'm just like, wow.
I'll switch back to my my Scarab. It's my favorite.
Nope, no hugs. God damn it.
Here we go. Alright, let's see. Here we go. Come here, I'm gonna EMP you. Oh, EMP and tractor beam. Did I get you or no?
No.
I don't think I did.
Damn.
Brian, I need you to pull your weight.
That's going to take a while. Because I'm kind of fat. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be slow. I'm trying this warp thing.
EMP'd right into a power-up. Thank you.
God, what an asshole.
Sorry. I'm not helpful.
Right.
I do like the warp. I do kind of like the warp because there was that. What was that race in Star Control that had the warp that you could just boink, 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 jump all over the place? The Vindaloo or something like that. And they had the little flying saucer guys.
Yeah, they were the little Indian guys in space, right? The Vindaloo.
Something like that, yeah. They
fought the Curry clan. What are you talking about? No, like, Vindaloo is an Indian dish.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember what they're called. Sure
Jim was being serious or not until he started mentioning curry and stuff like that. Oh my god.
Stop it!
God. No, it was the biryani.
Is that what their name was?
No, that's also an Indian dish. So
hang on, I gotta pick this up now.
I work in IT, I know a lot of Indians.
Wow.
Wait, why are we firing at each other, Frank? We're on the same team. What is happening?
Oh, I don't know. I was on a kill streak. I don't know.
Just kill everything. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
The Arrowloo. That's what they were called. The Arrowloo.
Brian.
Yeah? See, you're
not allowed to be on my team anymore.
Okay, Andrew. The Arrowloo is what they were called.
So it's Brian and I this time versus Hunter and Frank.
Okay, we can do this.
I don't have the war bug this time. You guys have a shot, maybe.
Daniel with the EMPs.
You're welcome.
No, stay away from me with your tractor beam. Damn it. Same with the EMP, by the way. So, like, all the abilities, what we were thinking of adding is, like, a passive slot to the ships.
Okay.
And giving them, like, okay, you could add a heal to your ability for teammates or, you know, other passives. We're basically in the brainstorming stage right now for that stuff. We recognize that this... the
game... What just happened?
We got destroyed one after another. I tried to come to your rescue, and it just didn't work out. But no, the game is easy to pick up, and we recognize that. But we also want to make it not more difficult to pick up, but like an extra level of skill, not required, but ooh, for people that have that level of skill.
Right.
So things like dodging and stuff like that with double taps are some of the things we've been thinking about. Just recently.
Gun jam in the...
Did you say thinking a boot? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Did I just say that? Did I say a boot?
He's Canadian, dude. Come on.
That happened.
Gun jam in the chat recommended a power-up could be like just deploying a turret. That'd be nifty.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I would also love mines. Can I recommend mines? Can I?
Yes.
We have thought about that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I'm a big fan of mines, so if we can add some mines...
We've even thought about mines being outside the arena, and if you had, say, the tractor beam, letting people push you into the mines
outside
the arena.
Yes.
Can I recommend a flock of space chickens?
Space
no,
chickens.
No. They need to do a Canadian thing, right? So there's like a special weapon, and you hit it, and it's like a smart bomb that just destroys everybody on the screen, but it does it while playing O Canada, and a bunch of moose charge across the screen and kill everybody. Space moose. Meese.
Or like a couple of Mounties, whatever.
I was going to say Mounties. I was all going to say
What is a space moose?
That doesn't sound that doesn't sound Canadian at all.
Yeah. It would destroy everyone and then apologize.
Okay, that sounds
sorry, crazy. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
It's like I wish I had the image handy, though. When I posted up on Facebook, you guys saw it with Terrence and Philip in the cockpit whenever...
Yes, that
when
was
Frontier
awesome.
Developments was like, oh yeah, we're going to put pilots in the cockpit now. Unfortunately, they're Canadian.
Man, look at all these power-ups over here.
Oh man, get out of here. Get out of town.
Oh, Frank and Hunter won.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Good job.
Well done.
Let's do one more game and then start wrapping this up. We've been talking a
Sounds
while.
Good.
It's pretty
I'm just glad
I'm
glad that people can play for this long and not get bored with it. So
no, I'm having a great time.
This is how
once this comes out, I could totally see us like on a third, because we do multiplayer games on Thursday nights, and we were doing TIE Fighter versus X-Men versus TIE Fighter for a while. But then we hit one mission that makes us want to rip our balls off. So we decided to be trying other games.
I don't know if it makes us want to rip our balls off, but
that's pretty extreme. That's
exaggerated. No, this is total truth. So we've been doing like some Void Expanse,
yeah, I think,
and we've been doing some.
I think it's actually David Westman's balls that we, because he's the one that wrote that mission. So
I mean, we could float something around, or maybe we want to talk after about the potential of doing this more often. I mean, not every week, obviously, but as we add stuff.
Oh yeah, no, every now and then we could totally fit this in, because we're trying to make it more of a multiplayer general Thursday thing where we play multiplayer games. And I would say I could totally see like a tournament of this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Get out of here, both of you! Just stop it.
Yeah, but you EMP'd us after that. That was terrible.
It's my only defense mechanism.
Yes, rate of fire. Here you go.
Damn it with the tractor beam.
Oh no! Oh no!
I love using it. I hate being used. I hate when it's used on me. Maybe when, because the red when you go out of the arena is very
Oh no! I was gonna EMP you right in front of that turret.
Oh, that's so much fun to do. That's why, like, when they group up and stuff like that, it's so much fun to EMP someone right near a turret and just watch the turret destroy them.
Oh my gosh.
It's too bad we haven't managed to do it, but you should see two rate of fires at once are just ridiculous to see.
Oh, power-ups can stack?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
It's just a constant stream of projectiles. It's disgusting, but awesome at the same time.
You saw me do it with three.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Or like killstreaks. Killstreaks actually give you a sort of like a power-up effect, so I think with three, it gives you either it's increased damage or increased rate of fire. I can't remember. Five is the opposite. So if it was increased damage for three, it would give you increased rate of fire plus the increased damage. And then if you manage to make it to seven, it gives you another boost on both.
Oh, what was that?
Did you die? Did they kill you?
No. EMP'd me right in front of a turret.
Oh, nice. Just like you were talking about.
There we go.
Oh, well, guys, that was really a lot of fun. Oh, I really enjoyed that.
That's awesome.
You said that a Kickstarter is possible, or you're planning one as soon as you get more of a community, or you're going to do – is that like set? Or maybe do alpha funding? Like, what is the plan? Is there?
Yeah, so it's all dependent on whether we can get some traction, right? So what we've been doing is sending out emails to various websites, and obviously you guys answered. And, you were actually the first ones that we did contact because, you know, you are a space game website, right?
Right.
And that's our target demographic is people who like space games. But yeah, we want to get more traction, more community before we launch something like that, because there's nothing worse than just a failed Kickstarter.
Oh no, that is really depressing.
It's depressing, and to some like outsiders or not publishers, but I've even heard that sometimes Valve, when you're in the greenlight process, will take your Kickstarter into account.
What?
Yeah. So I've got a friend who, and again, this is all pure speculation, right? But I've got a friend who went through Greenlight a year ago and did the Kickstarter at the same time, and their Kickstarter wasn't doing well, and I think they were sitting in like the top 100 or top 10 or something like that, and it actually took them a while to get greenlit. And he's speculating that it's because the Kickstarter didn't do well, so it failed.
Yeah, that, you know what, I think you're onto something, because I remember seeing like some Kickstarters launching and then they're doing really well and they're greenlit in like 2 days. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we're on Greenlight right now and we've watched some of these games just skyrocket.
Yeah.
And we maybe didn't do enough reading on Greenlight beforehand, but I guess now that I've done it and I've read about it, the first 48 hours are crazy because you're basically in front of everyone on Greenlight.
Right.
And then once those 48 hours are over, you've basically gone through the queue of everyone that is on a very regular basis working on Greenlight or is on Greenlight and voting on stuff. And then after that, it's a struggle to get basically visitors in general. So I think in the first 48 hours, we got 500 yes votes. And then since then, so in the last week, it's, I think, almost about 200.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so. If for anyone listening, Greenlight.
Yeah, so let me lay some wisdom on you about that. If,
awesome.
If you go.
Oh, here we go.
Because I had the same problem, right? So it was like, and like you say, like the first 48 to 72 hours is when you do everything. And your graph looks like a ski jump, basically.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do in the press afterwards, you really don't see much, you know. It'll be like a little blip, but there's nothing like those first couple days. So what you need to do is actually go into the other Steam communities, like the forums for other stuff, and mention your game in there. Or there's that group that's Steam Gifts, and they do giveaways of Steam keys and stuff. And okay. And if you have some to promise out, like, okay, we'll let everybody that enters or whatever, we'll give away 5 Steam keys as soon as we get greenlit or whatever, right? And you're going to give away 5 copies of the game, not a big deal. However, you're going to get, like, 1,000 people that come look at it. So,
okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it's just, like, cast a wide net. And but definitely the people that are going to be voting and doing things in Steam are the ones that are participating in the Steam communities that are actually in Steam, right? So definitely go and invest that. So investigate that, rather. So if you go back and listen to the show that we did with the guy that that made that game, Zotrix, he's one of those dudes that got greenlit in 2 days, and he tells us how he did it. And
oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
So a lot of that's what he said. But the other alternative to that is whenever we talked to Klifsky, the guy that made Gratuitous Space Battles. And he was talking about his way of doing it. He does like the traditional old school, like hire a PR firm or whatever to get it done. And with him, he said, plan on spending however much money you have invested in development, that much again in PR if you're going to do it traditional. Yeah. So if you're going to do it yourself, then definitely go where the people are, which is already in Steam. You just have to kind of redirect their attention. You know, it's like, oh, hi, everybody in the Minecraft forum over here, you know. And then actually one of the places that I would go straight off is the Geometry Wars forum.
Yeah,
I would appeal to those people, and anything that's like an action-y arena game like this, I would go mention it in their forum.
Sorry if you guys can hear me typing. I've got a mechanical keyboard that's not exactly.
So do
Welcome
I.
Welcome to the club, sir.
Quiet.
I think everyone here does. I do.
We got one, yeah.
So what kind do you have?
Yeah.
Corsair. Yeah, Corsair K70.
Greenlight page, and that video started, and the beats just kicked my ears.
Yeah, so the K70, right, I got one of those, but I got the one that's got the cherry reds in it, so they don't click, and I'm not really a fan. So if you know anybody that wants a Corsair 70 with cherry reds, it's just not doing me anything. So I ended up getting a Cooler Master something-something. It's a 10 keyless. That works out pretty well for me, but... But I'm loving my new laptop because I got one of those. It's the T80 Titan from MSI, and it's got a micro switch keyboard in the laptop. It's the only laptop with a mechanical keyboard in it, and
that is awesome.
And it's essentially that keyboard in front of you embedded in a laptop. Yeah, it's.
I honestly can't stand anything else at this point. Like anytime that I'm working remotely or something. Because Franklin and I, we actually both teach at local colleges as well.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes if kids are working on a lab or something like that, I'll remote into my computer, but obviously not be using my keyboard, and it just drives me crazy. Because anything not mechanical at this point just feels different.
Yeah, like, I know.
Just,
I actually
like, not
to,
right.
I actually had to buy a special keyboard for my Mac at work because the folks at Unicomp are still around. They still make these things, but they make a Mac-specific one. So I had to spend like $100 on that because I was typing all the time on this mushy thing, and it was like I'm not having a good time. I'm going to be typing on this for hours of the day. I need to spend the money so I can be like, yeah, that's what typing is supposed to sound like.
Exactly. Right there. It was one of the Mac ones then, right? Because those are terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like their Bluetooth wireless keyboard, and it wasn't 100% terrible, but it wasn't great. It was like, this is so boring.
Oh, yeah, I hate those keyboards. They are absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those little chiclet ones. Oh, my God, I hate those.
Oh, keyboards. Yeah, no, those ones, yeah.
They're the worst.
Those are the ones I'm talking about. Those are just
disgusting. Oh, no, this is like a more meaty one. It didn't have the tactile feedback, but it still had, like, fairly thick keys, so you still had to get some resistance in there to type, but it just without the click.
Yeah, see, it's,
you know,
it's the people.
It's not right.
When you go over to the Mac side of the office, right, and you see all the people that use those little chiclet keyboards that are so trendy and hip. Yeah, those are the people that have the freaking wrist braces on too, because they've blown their wrists out. And it's like, oh, do you bowl? It's like, oh no, carpal tunnel. All right.
So far, not a problem here.
Oh my God, I figured it out. The most Canadian.
What? Oh God.
The most Canadian thing you could do in this game.
What's that?
Curling. Oh, my God. Curling, yeah, and because the ships can go sideways and stuff, right? So you can have two ships that have tractor beams, and they're actually like the sweepers. And then you have like another ship with a tractor beam, but you can't go past the line, right? So you have to like shove an asteroid and get – oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, on that note, we should probably wrap this up. So, Ryan and Franklin, thank you so much for joining us.
You didn't think we knew about curling down here, did you?
No, I didn't.
See?
Is that the one where they wear the crazy pants? Like the Norwegians wore the crazy pants or something a few years ago?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I remember, is the pants. I don't know why. Anyway... folks, the game is Quasar. What is the what's the URL again of you guys? I'll put it in the show notes, but just so I can put it like in the chat and everything.
I tossed it into Skype actually for the green light, you mean?
Oh, that too. You know what's weird about that green light link? It like wants you to open the Steam app.
There's a reason I did that.
It's kinda weird.
You don't like that?
No, that means that means they're in, they're signed in, and all they gotta do is click that damn like button. That's
exactly. Yep. Exactly. How many times I've clicked on a website link to the Greenlight page and I've closed it because I don't want to go through the hoops of signing into Steam through the website.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. It was just a little like, whoa, like, bleh, what? Ugh, just a little, it threw me a bit, I will admit.
So maybe we need a warning or something. We'll have a countdown, or I can change this so that it gives you some sort of message. We're going to launch it in Steam for you or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, click or give users an option. Like, click this link to launch your Steam program. Click this link to go to the website.
Yeah.
Maybe give users the option to go to one or the other. Because users love having options. I'm kind of I'm also kind of a usability junkie because I worked in SEO full time.
Oh.
Yeah, so usability is just becoming more and more important to SEO. So giving users a choice of where they go is, like, super important. Seriously. So that would be my suggestion. Maybe
I'm making the
option. Bitches don't know about my options.
Right now.
What?
Exactly. Well, folks, thank you so much for watching and listening to this week's podcast. Ryan and Franklin, thank you so much for joining us, and I don't even know what we're talking about next week.
We're talking about shitty Star Wars games next week.
Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's
about
what
next
we're
week?
Supposed to talk.
We're supposed to talk about inconsistent Star Wars games next week, but we can always change.
I think we're
going to
talk about Vendetta Online all next week.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, because I'm playing a little bit of that.
Natalie Dangerous Power Play?
No, because I can't play that anymore.
Well, you might be able to play it once it launches.
Well, I might be able to play it once I figure out how it broke my computer. So they'll patch something. I can't be the only one. Right. I've only submitted 20 bug reports about it. So yeah, we're good.
Oh, wait a minute. We have an interesting question in the chat room. Let's end on this. Dryad asks, what does this game bring to the community? It looks fun, but doesn't look like it's innovating anything.
That's a really tough question.
It is.
To answer, too. Holy crap. What is it bringing to the community? I feel like I answered this on Reddit. Like, we did an AMA.
I mean,
week and a half ago.
If they were asking me,
I would say it brings drugs. It's bringing drugs.
Brings drugs.
If they were asking me, I would say it brings choice because we're getting more space games. No, Dryad, you do not sound like an ass. That's a good question.
That
is a very solid question. We want that sort of thing in this. We want this to be a discussion, and exactly. We want to get to good stuff like that. I would say it brings choice because. We're getting more space games, which is great, but we're getting a wide variety of different space games. We have top-down RPGs. We have space sims. There's not a lot like in the old subspace mold of yet, you know what I mean?
There's not a lot of space shooters like this either.
Right. There aren't a ton of multiplayer, cooperative, and stuff space shooters like this.
Highly competitive.
Yeah, very competitive, very customizable. I can only think of maybe one or two, like maybe Ring Runner. There was another one. I'm blanking. But most of the games you'll find like this are mostly single player, usually. So having this be purely multiplayer gives players another option to play of a type of game to play with their friends. So that would be my answer. What would you guys think?
No, I mean... You mostly hit the nail on the head. Like I said, to me, it is the multiplayer and it is the competition. I'm a huge PvPer, so this is more or less my dream game. I love to compete against friends, strangers, stuff like that. I like to see how I stack up against people. When I did play WoW, I didn't do any of the PvE stuff. It was only Arena and Battlegrounds. I'm a huge Blizzard fanboy. When Diablo 3 came out, I was hugely disappointed that the PvP wasn't there, and even though that they've added some strange version of it, it just sucks. So yeah, it's all about the competition, like the leaderboards, stuff like that. Seasonal leaderboards is, I guess, the key. So it's not going to be a constant. Someone's not always going to be the top. Every, I don't know, let's say 3 months, we're going to reset the leaderboards, maybe even more often. So much of this stuff is still up in the air.
Right. Because he's saying he wants more variety, but you guys are planning on it. You're planning more. You're planning on more ships. You were talking about like maybe microtransactions for different ship colors, and he's talking about bullet colors and paper trail colors.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure the Unreal Engine allows for that.
Sure, it certainly does. I mean, it's really not that difficult to add that kind of thing. And I mean, some of the stuff that we've thought about is maybe squadrons can define the colors that their bullets are or that their lasers are and stuff like that, right? Maybe squadrons can have like a custom logo like Frank was talking about. Because it's all about if you do join a squadron, you want to be proud of that team that you're a part of or whatever, right? So to us, that's where a lot of the gameplay is going to be based in is, like I said, the competition and the team play and stuff like that. Not that free-for-all is going to take a back seat, but... A lot of people like to play team-based games,
right?
With their friends,
and I appreciate that. Like, Dryad says, "Tell the devs that you're great, especially the Diablo fan." I appreciate that you're going for pure multiplayer because it pisses me off when games have like a single-player mode that's basically like a tutorial for the multiplayer. Like, no, just pick one or the other. Stop fucking half-assing it, and just do either one or the other. Like, you guys are doing pure multiplayer, and I'm fine. I mean, I usually prefer a single-player game, but if you're going to do pure multiplayer, just do it and make it work.
And, I mean, we've tossed around the idea of having AI that could potentially fill a server temporarily just to get the game started.
People do love bots.
I mean, the problem that we are going to run into is because it's procedurally generated, you know, the pathfinding and stuff like that is going to be the biggest task of that.
Sure.
But we're not going to shy away from it just because it's going to be rough. If it adds something to the game that we think people want and will like, we're going to do it.
Right.
This is a passion project. Like I said, Frank and I teach. Basically, everyone on the team has a day job, and all of the work that goes into it is in addition to say, the 40 hours a week that everyone's already working at their day job.
And that is pretty great.
It's fantastic.
And you can tell, and guys, you can tell that a lot of love is being put into this. I mean, the controls are really tight.
So
you know, I don't think I can get tired of hearing that. And I know that if one of the Joshes is in the chat or listening, he will be, I don't know, he'll be just smiling because he harped on me so much about the controls. And I started to get so frustrated with him. But it really paid off, and I'm so glad that he badgered me as much as he did.
Well, yeah, with a game like this, tight controls are a must.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's, and it's so the number of comments that we've...
What? So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't even... You just totally ruined my train of thought. I don't even know where I was going.
Derail.
I'm
going to
end, show on
what,
one...
What the hell was that? It was Strafe, right? Did you see the Strafe commercial with the kid from the 80s or the 90s,
oh,
right? And he's
the,
like,
the 90s.
He's like, oh, it's so tight, you know?
That was I can't wait to play that game. I totally kickstarted that. I kickstarted Strafe. I cannot wait.
Oh, my
wait
gosh.
To play
that commercial just sold it for me. That's what you guys need. You need an awesome commercial.
Awesome,
oh, yeah.
An
yeah,
awesome
yeah.
90s commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally, folks, I'm going to end on this note. Everyone needs to go see Mad Max Fury Road. You all need to see this movie.
Yep.
Because I'm seeing it again tomorrow, and I might see it at least one more time in the theater. Just throwing that out there. You all need to see this movie.
Because it's a heartwarming family tale with a positive social
message.
No, it
message. Isn't. No, it's not any of that. It's a technical achievement in action filmmaking that you haven't seen.
It's got one of the best guitarists ever.
Oh, the best guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
I love that picture. It was like,
guitarist.
It was like, they said bards were lame.
Don't be the bard, they said. Yes. Yes. Doof Warrior, I think that character is called. Anyway, yeah, everyone go see Mad Max Fury Road. It's an amazing achievement.
Hey, so I have a question about that, though. So,
okay.
They're in the post-apocalyptic future where gasoline is like the
yeah,
most,
yeah.
It,
I know where
and,
you're going.
And then, but he's
it.
Got a flamethrower guitar and he's like just abusing gasoline.
Go see
so,
the movie.
Okay.
Go see the movie.
Yeah.
There's Gastown. There's a place called Gastown where they get their gas.
Okay.
And they call it guzzoline, sir.
Yeah, that's true. They call it guzzoline.
Call it guzzoline. I'm not even making that up. That's what they call it.
I'm gonna go die in a glorious fight for Valhalla. See the gates of Valhalla and spray
Hunter,
my teeth,
I'm going to
teeth
witness,
full of chrome.
Hunter, I'm going to witness you.
Thank you.
I will completely witness you.
Will you carry me yourself to the gates of Valhalla?
I will carry you over the gates of Valhalla myself.
Ah,
with your fallen war boys. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Go see the movie, guys.
Seriously,
yeah,
go see that goddamn
like,
movie.
People were complaining that it's like, well, it's Mad Max, but he's only got like three lines in the whole movie, and it's like
hardly anyone has any lines in that movie.
Yeah, go see another Mad Max movie and tell me all about it.
Like, apparently, there's like 15 pages of dialogue.
Yeah,
it's like, there's hardly any talking.
Ain't nobody going to be Tina Turner though. So,
well,
you know, I actually I was reading on Reddit, someone was comparing it to John Wick. Because John Wick is similar. There's not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, and
it's like one constant...
Right. It's very similar to that, or maybe Dredd. Dredd doesn't have a ton of dialogue either. More pure like action, less exposition, where it trusts the viewer to understand the world that they're viewing. You know, it trusts the viewer to see the hints, to see the subtlety, to see the clues, to fill in the gaps that they're not filling in with dialogue. And it just works splendidly. Apparently, on the Blu-ray, there's going to be a version of the film that is black and white and all music. It's just the soundtrack. Huh. No dialogue.
Interesting.
I've already pre-ordered it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's cool.
Can't wait for
that. Yeah, very cool.
So you guys need to see it. Everyone needs to see it. We're going to stop on that note. Next week... Well, I don't know what we're talking about yet. We'll figure it out. unless we get a guest, then we'll talk about them. But we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for watching and listening. And have a great one. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.